Waldo Emerson.
I'm Hester Prynne from The Scarlet Letter.
I'm Willie Loman from Death of a Salesman.
And I'm Huckleberry Finn.
My name is Biff Loman from Death of a Salesman.
I'm Hester Prynne.
I'm Roger Chillingworth from The Scarlet Letter.
A literary dinner party is an exercise that effectively reveals and enhances the depth and breadth of student learning in the English classroom. The project requires close reading, collaboration, creativity, and the ability to evaluate and synthesize learning. Groups of students plan, rehearse, and perform a hypothetical dinner party attended by characters we've studied throughout the course. The dinner party is performed for an audience of peers, all of whom have read the same pieces of literature. The project accurately gauges the depth of thinking students have done and can actually enhance and extend that thinking. Students must analyze the motivations and viewpoints of their character while carefully considering how that character would interact with other guests at the party. The project is demanding, collaborative, and, according to students, fun.
Hester, you're looking good.
You're scared.
I definitely think that this exercise deepened my understanding of reading, because instead of just, well, if you take a final exam and you're writing an essay, you don't really understand and don't get to hear about what other people think about the story, but when you have discussions through different characters' eyes, you get a lot better different perspectives of what people see characters as, and it kind of really runs your knowledge about the book you just read, because you see things in different light, and the way you know a character may be totally changed after you talk to somebody else about what they think, and it just kind of opens like the door for ideas, and it's more of a discussion instead of just sitting by yourself and writing an essay and turning it.
In preparing for their performance, students work together to understand the motivations and perspectives of their characters and the philosophical questions raised in their textual worlds. That knowledge is tested and extended as groups plan and present their literary dinner parties. What ideas might these characters have strong opinions about? What examples might the characters give to prove their points? What makes for better theater and understanding? Agreement or conflict?
I think it would be good if we had, like, the most conflicting characters we can get, so, like, there's a bunch of ideas to debate. So, like, we're definitely going to have a conflict between Holden and Willie Loman.
Yeah. Yes.
Planning the performances, groups choose the characters they will portray and the themes that these characters could discuss. When the students you see in this film, who volunteered to help with this reenactment, actually did this for a final project last year, they devoted considerable thought to costume and menu considerations. After all, what's a dinner party without the dinner?
I totally think the literary dinner party is a valid way to demonstrate kind of your knowledge, because like where you have time with an essay to just sit down and kind of over-analyze your thoughts and make sure everything's perfect, this kind of puts you on the spot, and it shows whether you, like, actually in your brain can think of off the top of your head, like, stuff that you're dealing with from books, and you have to pull quotes and you have to pull ideas and themes in an instant, rather than rehearsing them and manipulating them and writing them perfectly into an essay, so you get the real feel for what your knowledge is of the books.
I think to be great is to be misunderstood. So, like, as you're going through society, you're going through life, if you're a really great person, you're going to be misunderstood by a lot of different people, and maybe even shunned, and that's a good thing.
I totally understand. I feel that I have accomplished something in my life, even though I haven't been understood by society, just because I have made my own place in society.
You really had to, like, know the personality of your character, and you also had to know the personality and the thoughts of the other characters in order to interact with them.
My, you're a very beautiful woman, Hester.
Why, thank you.
Do you have any old money?
No, money's not important in life. What's important in life is passion and being true to yourself.
All right, I so agree with
you. You're going to be a successful salesman like me.
But you're not a successful salesman. You're a phony. You don't like
I've got the American dream, and if you work with your hands, you're never going to get it.
What do you interpret as the American dream?
You need a good job. You need to be liked by everyone. You need to have lived the American dream.
Another reason why a literary dinner party is more valuable than just a final exam is because you get to see the ideas of other groups, and you get to listen to what they're arguing and stuff, and listening to other people's ideas on the same books that you have just, like, researched or whatever, it helps you understand more meaning from the books. And also it brings new ideas into your mind, some things that you might not have thought of when you were reading the book. And then when you hear other people argue it, you realize that there are many different ways to look at literature.
I just think you need to follow what your heart desires and not try to force your opinion on other people like my dad tried to do with me.
Even though Huck right here is the exact opposite of that and is doing just fine.
I'm living my American dream. That's your
and
idea.
I am doing just fine also. Although I'm not in society, haven't conformed the least bit.
And I'm doing great. Everybody knows who I am, and I've just
and the Invisible
wrote a bunch
Man.
Of stuff about my idea.
What can you say?
He's having a good time.
He's so happy he's speechless.
You learn a lot about all of the books and about all of the characters through your performance and through others. So I feel that I learned a lot more from doing the literary dinner party.